Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
This is Red Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the New York premiere of A Whale of Tale. And today I'm here with the director, Megumi Sasaki, to talk about her movie. Good morning, Megumi, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
After the movie The Cove, the fishermen of Taijin were attacked over social media and media. The movie vilified the fishermen in Taijin, who were there for hundreds of years hunting whales, generation after generation. For the first time, you are giving a voice to the people of Taiji. Can you tell us how you decided to make a movie, and can you talk about the collaboration with Jay Alabaster?
Okay, sure. I was pretty shocked when I first saw the movie The Cove, because I thought that was extremely one-sided. It was full of prejudice, misleading, wrong information. So I really felt that I need to do something with it. And there's also no voice, no critical voice heard from Japan at all. That was also surprising. And so I really felt that I was urged to give a voice to fishermen in the little town of Taiji.
And how you find Jay, and how the collaboration with him started?
Yes, I met Jay towards the end of year 2014, so that was relatively later in the production. But he happens to be in the footage, for example, that we shot in 2010, where the dialogue event was held, and he just happened to be there. That was just a total coincidence. And I felt that his role was very important. He was almost like my voice, because he's American but living in Japan for a long time, and I'm also a Japanese living in U.S. for a long time. So we both foreigner and living in different countries. So we both share the same feelings toward this issue, which is sadness. Why, you know, people fight each other over whales and dolphins? Because those two countries we love so much. And why people hate each other over these animals? So we share the same thought and feelings towards this controversy. So he really represented what I, you know, represented my opinion.
Thank you. The part which is most astonishing is that the activists care about these dolphins for the time that they have media looking at them. Instead, the population of Taiji has honored the whales since more than 400 years. How do you think this side of the story is completely missed by all the protesters around the world?
Right, totally. I think there are many reasons for that. First of all, we live in the time of social media and internet. And these people living in a small town, like a fisherman in Taiji, they don't know how to express themselves in the social media. So the voice of these people, the voice of hunters and fishermen and farmers in little town, are totally ignored. We don't hear much about them. But on the other hand, activists are so great using all this media. They're a master of utilizing all this digital media. So I'm not saying that's wrong at all. They're just so great at it. And they know how to spread the word, how to express themselves. So their voice just reach out to every corner of the world. But the voices of fishermen and farmers, they don't participate in the social media. They don't know how to use them. So we rarely hear their voice. That's one reason. Secondly, we live in town. I was born and raised in the big cities, and a lot of us, you know, we are so detached from the nature. We don't know where our food comes from and what kind of sacrifice that's, you know, that is based on. Because when we go to the supermarket, the meat is already packed. And we don't know that the farmers and hunters and fishermen who go out there in the nature to catch them. We are so detached from that kind of like sense. So we don't want to think about there is a killing involved. But I think the human sacrifice, but I believe that human survival is based on some form of life whether it's animal, fish, or plant, the human cannot survive without taking away the life of those nature.
Your movie is one of the first talking about internet bullying in this kind of context. And I wish as much people can see what being attacked by media means, and why we should have enough information before destroy the peace of a little village where people have no ability to defend themselves. After 6 years you spent in this project, what would have been the best way to respond to the media attack, if there is any?
It's a very difficult question to answer. And I think we all have to be really conscious, you know, when you raise your voice and you make even a documentary like The Cove, there's a real people with real life out there. And what I wanted to portray in the movie is not about Japan versus West, you know, or Asia versus West. It's about globalism versus localism. Small towns are suffering. Small communities like Taiji's are suffering under globalism, and they don't really have a voice. And when you look at the, you know, phenomenon in this light, I think even the Brexit or Trump, you know, elected as a president, who supported them? I think the local people, local constituents supported their idea of, you know, unfavorable for globalism. So I think we really have to be very careful about the information that we take. And I don't know how to handle all this bullying, but hopefully you have to be very vocal as well, you know. And then it's very important to express yourself in the media. If you if you're silent, whatever they say badly about you, they're going to dominate the world.
Did you show the movie to the people of Taijin, and what were the reaction?
Yes, I did, and for a couple of occasions, I did show it to them. And then I think they're very happy with it, and because after The Cove, this film portrays a truth that they believe in. And they are not. They wished, I think, that the film is more supportive of their practice, I guess. But they feel that the fair, you know, it's a really well balanced movie. So I should say they're pretty happy with it.
You wrote a book about the movie with background information of the whaling controversy. The book is in Japanese. Right. There will be an English translation, and if so, when?
I really hope so. I don't have a concrete plan for it. I was trying to do it, but I didn't have time and I didn't have money to hire a translator to publish into English. So hopefully it will happen in the near future.
The movie will open in New York August 17th at Quad Cinema. Can you tell us the other release dates and where the movie is going to open in the US? Do you have any release dates in Europe?
Well, yes, we're going to open the film in New York August 17th at the Quad Cinema this coming Friday. And also the film will open in LA 1 week later, August 24th at Lumley Music Hall. And 2 weeks later, September 7th, we'll open the film in San Francisco. And I think 1 week after, the film will open in Seattle as well. I can't remember the name of the theater, I'm sorry. And unfortunately, we don't have any plan to film screen the film in Europe yet. There is like a limited screening in Amsterdam and England, Sheffield. But other than that, we don't have any plan. And hopefully, I will have an opportunity to bring the film there too.
Thanks to Megumi Sasaki for being with us today. Good luck for the opening of A Whale of Tale. From New York, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.